Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Travis Schlenk is general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, and he joins John and Hugh. We haven't had a chance to talk to him in a while, and he's on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Travis, how you doing?
Trav!
Gentlemen, how you guys been?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. So, Trav, how was your offseason?
It was good. Nice to have a short offseason. It means you went far in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. With that being said, Trav, I mean, since you are the architect of this thing, are you more excited? Is this probably one of the most exciting scenes you had in this position that you're in now, as the architect of all of this, to get it going? Are you excited about that?
We're excited to get back out there and, build on what we were able to accomplish last year. I think, the guys are ready. Through the preseason, our goal really was to try to get everybody healthy, and we're getting closer there. So we feel good about where guys are physically, and we just want to get out there and, continue to build on what we accomplished.
Well, sometimes you just got to, keep the band of brothers together, so to speak. And, people will say, look at what Miami did in the offseason, or look at what Chicago did in the offseason. Fact of the matter is, you were able to keep Trae Young. You were able to keep John Collins, in terms of getting new contracts. Now Kevin Huerter, is still in that mix here. And Cam Reddish didn't go anywhere because I think a lot of people wondered if that might happen. You kept this team intact. And that was an offseason. I think you have to consider that a huge win, right?
Yeah.
No, for sure. Listen, the core of our team is still an extremely young group of guys. All the guys you just mentioned, John Collins is kind of the old guy at 24, 23. So, trying to keep that group together. And now, as you mentioned, we've got the kind of a core group, under contract for the next, 4 years. So, we're excited to see those guys grow. Typically players in the NBA don't hit their prime until they're, 26 or so. So hopefully this group continues to grow together. And, next year we'll be sitting here, hopefully you're talking about Cam and DeAndre, having them locked up as well.
Travis Schlenk is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. So one area, based on what you saw last year, based on what you have returning, one area – where you think this team needs to improve and excel if you're going to win an NBA title?
Well, I think the easy answer there is, defensively. When you talk about winning a championship, you've got to be able to get it done on the defensive end. Defensive rebounding is key. Obviously Clint was such a huge part of that for us. But that's kind of the easy answer, I guess, would just be on the defensive end. You can always get better. If you hold a team to, we try to get under 48-47% shooting, that means they're still successful. They're still successful quite a bit of the time, almost half the time. So I think that would be the easy answer.
You touched on it a little bit of it, with the season starting kind of quickly. How prepared do you think this team is for the season to start right now, since it was a short offseason and a short preseason?
I think our guys are ready. Guys came back into camp ready to go, in shape. We had a couple guys, that were dealing with some minor procedures they had in the offseason, so we were just trying to bring them along slowly, build them up. And that's what you saw in the preseason, you know, with guys, you know, resting certain games. But, you know, we feel good about where everybody is physically, and we're just looking forward to get back out there.
We're joined by Travis Link, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, on the Wave4.com hotline. Ahead of Thursday's opener that you can hear on 92 on the game, State Farm Arena tickets available at hawks.com/tickets or at statefarmarena.com/events. Travis, I'm curious. You used a word at the beginning of the interview, called you the architect. I'm interested, as a fan, how have you, Travis, personally, how have you grown as an evaluator and as a general manager in your time here?
Around the waist, usually the biggest point since I've got here.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, moving on.
Unfortunately.
I guess that's a good thing, though, Trav. That means you're eating good, you're okay. Living good, you know?
All right, well, never mind right. That. I was trying to get it. No, but seriously, I mean, you kind of, you know, you've grown into this role. I mean, how do you evaluate yourself as a general manager and evaluator and all those aspects of the job that you have to do compared to when you first took the job?
Yeah, I mean, well, first and foremost, you know, this isn't a one-man show by any stretch. You know, I've got a great group of guys and ladies that work with me here, and we have a very collaborative environment. It's just not me sitting in an office with the lights off, you know, throwing darts at a board, trying to make decisions. You know, we have a great group of folks here to help us out. And, you know, You're gonna make mistakes sometimes. I think that's, you know, what you have to realize. You know, anytime you're, you know, drafting players or trying to predict how personalities are gonna mesh. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things that you have to be able to admit is when you've made that mistake, and not, you know, try to, you know, get married to the wrong decision. You know, being able to realize you made an incorrect decision and moving off of it quickly before everyone else does. So, you know, just try to be humble and, you know, try to evaluate your decisions, you know, fairly, and, you know, having the humility to admit, you know what, we made the wrong decision. Let's try to correct it. I really think that's important in this profession.
Well, you've certainly done that. You've put this team in a position. Does it surprise you, because I know you read them, the major websites and whatnot, that so few people think that you're, you know, you're like, oh, the Hawks will finish fifth or sixth or, you know, whatever.
You know, I don't read a lot of the stuff. You know, you drive yourself crazy if you're, you know, trying to live up to what all the, you know, all the pundits or experts are out there saying. You know, we have our own internal evaluations, and, you know, we try to improve that way. I don't get caught up into what a lot of the major media outlets are saying about us.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, with John and Hugh as we get ready for the Dallas game. So the excitement level, one of the things that I think a lot of people in Atlanta have said, Travis and Hugh, is that there has been no season that we can see in, you know, Atlanta Hawks history that has matched this anticipation level. And this season coming up has really got, I mean, there has got to be a buzz around this organization that, you know, does it compare to the buzz that you had? I'm not talking about the team now necessarily. I'm just talking about the buzz that you felt in other places, well, most notably in Golden State.
Yeah, you know, listen, it obviously started last year, you know, certainly in the playoffs, but really the last, you know, probably 20% of last season, just the community rallying behind us. People getting excited about, you know, the team, and, you know, people around town talking about the team. Just, you know, we haven't felt that here in the first, you know, 3.5 years I've been here. And, you know, just, you know, seeing more t-shirts around town, you know, just things of that nature. You know, you could really feel it. And obviously the crowds at State Farm Arena were unbelievable, and that's our job. That's our task. As a team and as an organization, you know, to carry that momentum and to keep the public engaged. And, you know, obviously all the stuff that we do in the community is a big part of that. But, you know, obviously a huge part of that is, you know, being able to go out there and have success on the floor to keep people excited and to do that. And obviously the Braves have been able to do that, you know, for a few consecutive years here. And that's our task as well, is to be able to keep the community engaged and excited about, you know, what we're doing on the floor and in the community.
You know what, Trav, if I'm not mistaken, I think last year during the playoff run, you had like a seating arrangement or was it like a pair of socks or something that you used to wear all the time? Are you going to start the season off that way, or is that just strictly for the playoffs?
No, so we're back to normal at the arena. We don't have, you know, special sections. So I lost my expensive courtside seat. I think Bob Rathman and Dominic Wilkins kicked me out, and they're taking those seats. So I'll be back in my regular 106 seats. But I'll have some sort of superstition. I don't know what it'll be, but it won't be my seating arrangement.
Oh, well, you know what? When you get that, you got to let us know, man, because I think that kind of worked out for you a little bit last year. So you got to let us know what the new mojo is this year.
Yeah, I'll let you know as soon as we, you know, win a few games in a row what it is.
Definitely.
Now, you just make sure you treat that new in-game host nice, because we like her. Okay, I'm just saying. All right, Travis?
That sounds like a little bit. You can't be threatening Trav. You know Trav know how to treat people, man.
We like Trav, too. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Tanedra Batiste is the new in-game host of the games at State Farm Arena. We're really thrilled that she's got that opportunity here. Travis, like general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, a little technical point. I want to go back to end this here. Tell me the one player that Hawks fans are going to be surprised, maybe that you have an expectation for this year, who could be sort of, for lack of a better term, a breakout player for this team. We know the stars, but who is the guy that you think could really elevate his game this year?
Well, I'll talk. Obviously, you know, DeAndre made a step last year, but then he had the knee injury. He's worked really hard all summer long. You know, I think he's ready to take another step forward. You know, Cam again had injury last year. He's, you know, put in a great off season and ready to hopefully, you know, break out a little bit as well. So, you know, those two guys, I think, are pretty, you know, pretty easy answers. But a new player on our roster that maybe some of our fans aren't familiar with, I think, you know, that people are going to be excited and enjoy watching it would be DeLon Wright. You know, he's just a very solid basketball player, has great instincts out there, super solid, you know, can play multiple positions. So I think that fans are going to enjoy watching him.
Well, Travis, we look forward to our discussions throughout the year. We look forward to the season. Best of luck to you. Best of luck to the team. Go get them.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.